Well, we're not in the outdoors. We're in the indoors today. But you know what? Just like I promised last episode, we have got a squirrel feast that is about to happen. It is about to get started. And I don't know if you saw the last episode or not, but you saw me trying to get Yolanda to help me clean those squirrels that I had harvested. After all, I'd gotten up early and did a lot of work that morning to bring in the food for the table, but I couldn't talk her into helping me out with it. So luckily our son Hunter showed up just in time and he helped me clean those squirrels. And here they are. So here are the five squirrels. We're about to get ready to start preparing them for this special dish. And I don't know, maybe you've heard about this dish before. I mean, there's a lot of ways to prepare wild game. I kind of put my own little spin on this one right here. I like to call them squirrel hot pockets. Or you could call them squirrel turnovers or squirrel mini pies. Whatever you'd like to call them, they are good, as they say. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to cut the meat off the bone here. So what you'll want about a pound of squirrel meat to make this recipe, somewhere around that, about a pound. And there's different ways you could do this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the meat off the bone beforehand and kind of make it into little chunks. And then I am going to brown it in a skillet, okay? And then I'll kind of season it up with some seasoning that I'll show you here in a minute. And I'm going to put a little bacon in there. Can't go wrong with bacon, right? Bacon makes everything taste good. So I'm going to put a little bacon in there. And ooh, it's just going to be good just by itself. You'll just want to eat it right up. But you can do it like that, or you can put it in a crock pot. So if I was going to use a crock pot, I would take these squirrels here and I would put them in a crock pot and kind of just gently or just barely cover them a little bit with chicken broth, and you'd cook them on low for about 6 hours. Now, as far as you may think, well, that sounds like a lot better. It'll be a lot quicker. And yeah, no, because here's what you're going to have to do. Once it comes out of the crock pot, you're going to have to let it cool, and then you're going to have to kind of tear it into strips and everything and still kind of do the same work that I'm fixing to do beforehand, okay? So the first thing you want to start with is a very sharp knife. And the nice thing about this cutting board, it actually has a sharpener right here on it, so I can keep it good and sharp as we are cutting up these squirrels. So that's the first thing. We're going to cut up these squirrels, get them over here in the bowl. And here's the thing. We went hunting with a shotgun, right? Not a rifle. And so the one thing you want to make sure and look for is any pellets that might be in the meat, right? Because mama don't like chomping down on food and getting a little pellet in there and biting down between your teeth. I don't like it either, right? So we're going to make sure we've cleaned them real good. And here's what I do with my squirrels. You don't have to do this, but what I like to do is once I've cleaned the squirrel and I've dressed the squirrel and everything, I like to let them soak overnight in the refrigerator, kind of put a little salt in there, just kind of gingerly put a pretty good amount of salt in there. And what that does, it kind of flushes them out, we'll say, all right? And so the next day I rinse them off, and then I would either put them in the freezer or prepare them here for supper that night or lunch or whatever. So that's what I've done with these. The overnight they had set in some salt water, and so now they're nice and pretty, and I'm fixing to cut the meat off the bone. We're going to get started, all right? So you put a little sharpening on this knife, and here we go. Make sure and dress it a little bit. Uh-oh. See, that's what I'm talking about, right there. You want to make sure, and as you're cleaning, which it's cool. I mean, you shot it with a shotgun, or I shot it with a shotgun, so I mean, it's all right. You're going to find a pellet or two in there, but that's okay, because as you're dressing and cleaning the squirrels, that's what's good about this recipe. You're cutting it into little strips. You can find those pellets right there, but Miss Yolanda would not want to bite down on that, right? All right, well, as you can see, got all the squirrel cut off the bone and everything, so got all that done. And really, like I said, you could do it in the crock pot and you could walk away from it, but still, You'd have to, once it got through, after about 6 hours, you'd have to let it cool. Then you'd have to take it off the bone and everything. I don't know. I just prefer doing it like this because once I get it all cut off the bone, then I'm done with it and I can just start going with it. So, got all the squirrel. You can see, boy, it's pretty. Look at that. Ooh, that is pretty, pretty. Got that there. I've got some strips of bacon that I've cut up here that I'm going to put in there with it. And then what we'll do is part of what we like to do in our little hot pocket, or I like to do in my little hot pocket, I like to use a little bit of vegetable. So normally you could take a cabbage, you can cut some strips of cabbage and some carrots, or you can just get this coleslaw mix, which is much easier if you just get the coleslaw mix. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm about to set this on kind of medium to low heat, and then I'm going to put the squirrel strips in there because, see, I've kind of got them into little pieces. You can see all through here, just kind of cut up, went through it, got it all clean. I'm going to put that in there once the temperature heats up in my pan here. And once I get this heated, I'll put the squirrels in, put a few strips of bacon in here, and then I'm going to season it. What I like to use is like an all-purpose seasoning. I like this one right here. This is Cavender's. We can get that around our area, and man, it's good. It's good on really everything, but it'll be good right here. Then I'll use a little garlic powder right here, a little seasoned salt. And so, I just do it per taste, so I don't really have a measurement or anything. You just kind of do it per taste. And if you want to, you can slice up some onion and put in this real thin strips of onion, as well as even if you wanted to, bell peppers or anything like that. But what I'm going to use is just the squirrel and the bacon, season it, and then I'm going to cook this cabbage in a separate skillet with some bacon and seasoning and cook it down. And then in the end, I'll mix it all together when it's warm. We got to let it cool a little bit. And then I'll show you here a little bit. We use crescent rolls. And so I like crescent rolls anyway. So just a plain old crescent roll, I'm good. But we're going to take that crescent roll, and that's going to make our little hot pocket. So we'll put one on the bottom. We'll put some of the squirrel filling on there, and then we'll kind of roll it up, okay? So here we go. I'm going to put a little olive oil in the bottom of the pan there, and that way, just a little bit, because all I'm going to do is just kind of brown this squirrel.
What is it?
Squirrel.
No. What are you putting in the pan?
Olive oil.
Olive oil?
Olive oil. I'm using olive oil for that, not olive oil. But around here I call it olive oil. But anyway, so I got a little olive oil in there. And we'll see if that's enough. I think it will be, but I'm going to put some strips of bacon in here. Bacon makes everything taste much better. Ooh, that smells good. How about a little more? What do you think? Does it look done to you? I can't really tell. When it's turning kind of a golden brown, I'm going to turn it down here a little bit. So we want it to brown. We want it to cook down. And that's exactly what it's doing. It's a brand new pan, by the way, and I've been forbidden to use a fork in it. So I've got my handy spatula here. See, look. Now, okay, get a good close-up shot of that right there. So as you can see we got some brown on the sides and the ends and everything. That is pretty much ready. So we're going to take it out and then continue on. That in there. Ooh, smells so good. Seasoned good. The bacon in there. Ooh. All right, so we've taken the squirrel out and it's kind of draining over there on the paper towel. There's not a lot of grease or anything with it. So now we're going to cook the cabbage, and that's what's going to go inside the hot pocket with the squirrel and everything. So we've saved this bacon, and I've still got the same, I'm just using the same pan that I use with the squirrel. So we're going to put this down in here and get this to going. Got a little bacon with that cabbage. That's good. Good stuff. All right, so the bacon's starting to cook down a little bit here, and so I'm going to put this on low to medium heat. Now we're going to put our cabbage in here, our cabbage mixture. Now here's the tricolor coleslaw is what I'm using, but I'm going to put the whole thing in here because this cabbage will cook down, okay? So I'm going to sprinkle it right in there. We're going to put a little seasoned salt on it. Now, why not a little Cavenders? Now, do a little pepper here. And then I'm going to sprinkle just a little bit of sugar over it. Not a lot, just a little. All right, so I'm going to sprinkle a little sugar over it. You can already tell how it's cooking down. I mean, cooks down pretty quick. So now we got the lid on there, and we're just going to kind of let it cook down, all right, and then we'll stir it occasionally, and then when we can tell it gets tender, then we'll know it's done, okay? And then we'll take it out and let it cool, and then we'll proceed on with the squirrel hot pockets. So all right, that looks like it's cooked down good, and so we're going to turn it off now. So we've just been watching it. You can tell it's really tender. Man, boy, it does cook down. So we're going to set this to the side, and then we'll let it cool. And while it's cooling, we'll get our croissant rolls ready over here. Got to work fast with these. All right, so I've got the crescent rolls all laid out here. Now, normally you would just take one and roll it onto each other, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them apart. Take them apart here. And then I'm going to get them up here, and I'm going to put them together to take two of them to make one. Okay. So we'll do that with each one of these. All right, so I got my bowl out here. I've already took the squirrel. And actually what I did with the squirrel, once it was cooked, then I kind of cut it into little pieces. Didn't take but a second. Just a few minutes just to kind of chop it up into smaller pieces. Then I took that cooked cabbage and I stirred it around in here. And boy, doesn't that look good? Looks festive. Huh, squirrel, festive. There you go. All right. This is fun. I'm getting hungry. Okay. So we've got the crescent rolls laid out here, and I'm just going to put a little bit of the mixture right about there. And then I'll just continue to do that on the rest of them, and then I'll fold them over. So here we go. All right, so I got them all on here, and here they are. They're ready, so we're going to put them in the oven at 375 for about 15 minutes. We'll just kind of keep an eye on them, make sure they're kind of golden brown. So, whew, I can't wait. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right, looks like the timers went off. Looks like they're done, so let's get them out of here. I am getting hungry. Oh, yeah. Actually made two trays. So let's get them over here. Woo! Check that out. Let's get them to the table. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried squirrel before, but do not knock it until you have tried it. It is good. Here's another recipe for you, but this one is for the makings of a man after God's own heart. In 1 Samuel 13 and 14, Saul is rejected as the king, and instead, God chooses another. It was David, a young shepherd boy. The scripture says, "But now thy kingdom," talking about Saul, "shall not continue, for the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart." Hey, what kind of man is one that is after God's own heart? Here's a recipe for you with five ingredients based on what we learned from David's life in Scripture. Number one was his faith. David had great faith in God. And even at an early age, when no one else would stand against that big old giant Goliath, David was sure that he would defeat him because the Lord, he knew, was on his side. Now, the second ingredient was David's trust. He believed that God himself was faithful and forgiving. He trusted God would do what he said he would and would forgive those that repented. And then we come to our third ingredient, which was that David had an obedient heart towards God. And you know, he wanted to obey the Lord. And while many times we may remember some of David's acts of disobedience towards God, his surrender to the Lord's leadership far exceeded it. Now, how do we know this? Well, that brings us to ingredient number four. When David recognized his sin, he was quick to confess it and genuinely repented. Now, repentance is what? It's turning away from sin and turning towards God. And then finally, his love. You know, his attitudes towards Saul, who became his enemy, was remarkable. David spared Saul's life, even though Saul was ruthlessly chasing after him. And then, David's love for God is even evident throughout his worship and desperate cries to the Lord in the Psalms. Now, if you've ever read the Psalms, David wrote this in Psalms 95. "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Hey, do you have the ingredients to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? Discover more in His holy word and as we see David's example. Now, this is just some food for thought. So if you'd like to see more episodes like these, though, check out lifeword.org and then follow us on social media. Now, after all that cooking, I don't want those squirrel hot pockets to get cold, so I'm going to get right over there at the table and I'm going to start eating. Now, we'll see you next time as we spend more time in the great outdoors, but more importantly, as we spend time in God's Word. Well, the moment of truth. So we're about to dig in. It's been blessed. And right afterwards, we've got peach cobbler that my mom made for dessert. Oh, yeah. Doesn't get much better than that. So squirrel hot pockets, some green beans. Let's try a bite, shall
okay,
we?
I will.
All right. Here we go. Let's see how it is.
It's a finger food, right?
Yeah. Sure. It's like a pizza pocket.
Mmm.
Oh, my goodness.
That is good.
That is fantastic.
I give it two thumbs up, but then I have to put it down.
Then you have to put it down, wouldn't you? That is good. I love it.
It is good.
Wow. Good thing we made plenty.
Yeah.
All right. Disclaimer here, folks. So, originally, this was supposed to be squirrel egg rolls, right?
But we live in the hills, and they do not sell egg roll wrappers.
No egg rolls. There is no egg roll wrappers nowhere to be found around in our area. So we did punt.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we actually came up with this recipe. I don't know. Maybe it's out there somewhere, but we didn't see it anywhere. Yeah. I mean, this is actually a recipe.
This is an Outdoors with Sean Merrill and Yolanda.
Original recipe.
Original.
Right. So don't forget those ingredients, because we were a little nervous, but I actually tried the filling a while ago, and man, it is great. So, man, it's good.
Good
way
job.
To go.
Way to go.
There we go.
Yes.
All right. So don't forget to jot down that recipe. See you next time in the great outdoors.